Giant Kites Tech Talk. The radio. With Star FM's resident geek, Trent Geddes.
Hey Trent, I couldn't believe it when I read it. The old Telstra phone boxes that are on almost every single street corner of every town in Australia. They've been collecting dust for ages, now they're going to be turning them into Wi-Fi hotspots?
Yeah, you know, the phone boxes are a little bit past these days. Most people got mobile telephones in some form. So they've decided, instead of getting rid of them completely, which they've already kind of done in some areas, they're actually going to convert the ones that are already there as Wi-Fi hotspots. With free internet.
This is huge. I mean, this is really cool because I know there's at least three down the road from where I live, and I don't mind walking the distance to get some free Wi-Fi, but how big, how long is this process going to take?
It'll take quite a while. They're looking at having at least 100 of them going for a trial within a few weeks, hopefully. They reckon about 1,000 hotspots by Christmas, but that's some extensive work. The rollout's happening in the capital cities first, and they'll get a regional rollout done eventually.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, they do say that.
Yeah. In other news, the Apple's iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus were launched last month. It seems that some fashion companies are now getting on board with this whole phablet thing. What's this all about?
Yeah, they waited until the Apple iPhone 6 Plus came out. Some of the clothing brands have actually thought, well, maybe we should start enlarging the pocket sizes just a little bit so we can fit these phablets in a little more.
That is hilarious.
It's quite amusing. I mean, I wear pants to work every day, and I have no issue putting my phablet in my pocket.
I mean, the size of jeans I wear, I can walk around with an iPad in my back pocket pretty safely, I'll be honest. But I'm glad that they're starting to accommodate most people now.
Yeah, some brands like J. Crew, Levi's and L.L. Bean in the U.S. are some of the brands that are going to revamp their merchandise just a bit to fit these phones a little bit better.
Finally this morning, Trent, New York-based bank J.P. Morgan Chase & Co., they've admitted that they were the victims of a cyber attack.
Yeah, those Russian nationals have been penetrating computer networks, doing a bit of hacking. Apparently penetrated more than a dozen major U.S. and international corporations, stealing some information. In terms of the JP Morgan Bank, they got names, addresses, phone numbers and emails of 76 million household customers.
What?
And also on top of that, 7 million small businesses. It's a significant number. JP Morgan are really sort of stepping out and saying, well, it didn't breach customers' bank account numbers, passwords, social security numbers or dates of birth. But if you've seen what happens with identity for theft, names, addresses, phone numbers and emails, you know, a good piece of information that they can use to really, you know, take your identity and roll with it.
Questions surely must be starting to be asked now about how safe the internet truly is. And we hear about this happening, security breaches all the time, Trent. What are they doing to help reassure us? People are a bit nervous about online security.
I'd say in terms of the banks and holding information, a lot of banks around the world now would be having a look at their processes to ensure they're really holding our information appropriately and not being the victim of another one of these hacking attempts. In terms of a home computer, you know, a good security package, a firewall and an antivirus usually has some sort of features built into it to help you prevent these sort of details getting out there online.
Yeah, it's just the age we live in, I guess, Trent.
Most definitely. We have to roll with it. We just have to be conscious of what we're doing when we're online, really.
Yeah, exactly right. Great message to wrap up this segment with. Trent, thank you so much for bringing us the latest info on tech, mate, and we'll hear from you next week.
Will indeed.